Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gravy Don't Wash Hands, submitted by Cody Huey on Twitter. For today's giveaway, the winner is going to get tickets for them and their friends to come see me perform as close to them as we could possibly work it out. One of the winners I'm going to see in Raleigh next month. And in December, someone who won in New York is going to come to a show. So we're going to draw another name, but you got to make sure to become a member of the 420 Club to be eligible for these giveaways. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. And let's see, where in the hell does Doug Benson have to go to get some respect? I'm headed off to... Speaking of New York, Rochester, New York, Marina Christopher. So congratulations, Marina. Maybe you could come to the show in New York City in December, but we will reach out to you and figure it out. And for all of my dates, I'm going to be in St. Louis on Saturday doing Doug Loves Movies, and then the L.A. Podfest on Monday, and another show in L.A. On Sunday. Another show in L.A. on Monday. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off! So professional, Hampton, talking during the... Welcome back to The Spaceman, everybody. We've got two new guests to the show who've never been here before. Lucas Nelson and Hampton Yount.
Comedy team.
The new comedy team.
Garfunkel and Yount.
At least Taylor, you could clap when I say the guest names.
Oh, wow, that's a room full of
clapping. Yeah, really caught on once the Dab King started clapping. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having me.
You were introducing yourselves to each other by occupation a moment ago. I mean, I guess if you just, you know, saw a picture of the two of you, comedian and musician, everyone would figure out which was which.
They'd assume one of us gets laid way more than the other. Just visually, that would be their assessment.
I think so. But, you know... Hampton is on the new Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
3,000. We've 3,000. Done 3,000 episodes.
I loved watching that show I was a kid. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're going to be blown away because now he's one of the voices.
I'm the bird guy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it's been great, man. It's
so
like
that's
one
very
of my favorite
cool,
shows.
And people should check it out.
Well, yeah.
But do you have to? How do you?
It's on Netflix.
How do you get it into conversation though? Like if you're, you know, out in a bar or something.
I try and scam.
Just bring it up, like
scam.
Did you ever see MST3K?
Hey, you see that movie that's playing on at the bar here? Here's some funny one-liners over.
Oh
it.
Yeah, yeah. You could start just doing it right there.
I start riffing.
That's good.
What? I go turn it to Matlock. Get something funny going.
I was in Nashville, and I pulled into this, like, this small little bar, and it was the middle of the night, and we were trying to eat, and everything was closed, and we found this little bar that was open with food, and he was playing wrestling loud, like old WWF, WWE wrestling. Cool. And it was the most hilarious thing because there was probably three people in the bar and they were doing the whole Mystery Science Theater thing to it because everybody just chatting along with it and saying the funniest shit. You know, it was great. It was a great, great Nashville night. So random, you know, pulling into this bar.
Uh-oh. Speaking of random. That's my alarm.
Siri.
That means we have 1 minute until it's going to be 420 somewhere.
Ding! 420 somewhere!
In this case, I guess it would be up in Nova Scotia. It'll be 4:15.
Y'all getting high in Nova Scotia right now? Y'all blazing up?
You know they are.
Do they care about 420? Because that's like a U.S. thing.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's maybe somebody watching. Because, you know, that's, of course, the home of the Trailer Park Boys. I'm actually wearing my Trailer Park Boys hoodie right now.
Is it really? Nova Scotia, huh?
Yeah.
I've been up there. It's nice.
When I shot on it, it was in a city called Truro.
Yep.
Yeah, it's right next to Halifax. You fly into Halifax.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Truro.
There's a Truro Blues Fest.
Truro?
Chi?
Truro.
Rest of the word.
Listen, Tro. I mean, Crow. Truro, yeah. But Lucas, of course, is Willie Nelson's son. And
woo! Shout out.
Yeah, right? That's another thing. You get that into the conversation when you're out somewhere and they don't know who you are.
I don't.
You just leave it be, right?
I prefer, yeah.
Yeah, you walk away.
My dad's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's equal.
Yeah.
We both.
But we got your new album here.
And it's my mug.
Yeah. When's this coming out?
It's out.
This is out already?
It's out already.
All right.
You're holding it.
And you're... Wait, you can get early copies and shit. But are you also doing a tour to support it?
Yes, we are. Yes, we're playing this Wednesday, which would be... I don't know, when does this air?
This is live.
This
right
is live.
So it's oh, no.
Tomorrow.
And then just seen by randomized for the next several years.
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow at the Fonda. You should come down.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's actually...
I'm in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
Do you mean it? Are you serious?
No, I mean it.
Because we just met.
I know.
I'm not giving you comps to my shit.
No, I will comp you. I mean, you just smoked me out for the next 45 minutes.
Oh, goddammit. We're a minute late now.
Oh, to 420?
What irresponsible stoners didn't smoke in time.
I forgot all about Hitler's birthday. Oh, my God. I'm the worst.
So are we sharing, or how does
we
this
got,
work?
Well, do you prefer sativa or indica? Do you have a preference?
I care not, sir.
Oh, I love that about you. Yeah. The sativa we've loaded up all the pipes with is pineapple.
Ooh,
and then we've got some champagne. It's just pineapple, it says here.
You smoke this out of your ass.
Yeah, that's it's definitely got an anal beads kind of vibe to it.
I like this long and slender one.
Yeah, this one,
of
course,
makes you look like Sherlock Holmes of weed.
Very sophisticated. Yes, both of us look like we're just going to sit in the study.
We're going to be like a cool... Oh, thanks.
Yes. Oh, man, this is going to do me in a great way.
I like to do joints because it makes me look like I smoke a cigarette. I'm like solving a case.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's fucking criminal. We got to put them away.
Can you guys get hella high before your shows, your respective performances?
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did a really bad show, super high, and I was like, it like got where I was like walking on people's tables, like telling them that they sucked. Like, it was like I was freaking out.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, never do that again. Well, I took a hit. I was already a little high, and then somebody let me hit a vape pen, and I had no idea what was in it.
Oh, so it could have been something else.
Yeah. I've had like a beer.
The thing about weed that I really like, and I might be different from
is everything.
Most, yes, but
is my dad's versions based on?
No.
Yeah, I like.
I just like that it mellows me out rather than gets me when I'm drinking. I just, you know.
Yeah, it's a way different.
I don't really necessarily jump on people. Tell them they suck.
I don't know what
it creates a whole friendlier.
It was Scottsdale.
Friendlier,
you know? I feel like I can't imagine being Scottsdale. A comedian. It's such a hard thing to do.
In cars, getting coffee? It sounds like too much.
No, it just seems like, I mean, I really admire that profession so much. I was actually listening to a podcast, Howard Stern show, Bill Murray. Did you hear Bill Murray on Howard Stern?
No.
Oh, man.
Very good.
It was in 2015 or something, and it's just you guys have a really cool.
We're like Bill Murray, you
yeah,
and me.
Yeah. I go up behind people and put my hands behind their eyes, and when they reveal, I say they'll never believe you.
Yeah.
Pineapple Jack is what this is.
Pineapple
it just says
Jack.
Pineapple on the label, but turns out it's Pineapple
is that
Jack.
Everything is Pineapple Jack? Like that sativa here?
That's what we've loaded all the pipes with. If you want to do an indica, you can do it separately.
Nice.
You can get involved with that in another way. I actually had the honor and the privilege of smoking with Willie one time. in his tour bus.
Yeah. That's a different guy, Willie One Time.
He's a mobster.
Yeah, he's a mobster.
And he's only murdered one person.
Yeah, one time. Willie One Time. I say things one time.
You just said it a couple times, Willie.
Nah, but it's
Can you shit
time.
Together, Willie One Time?
He got taken out of the game pretty fast.
And that was arranged, like it was an arranged date for us to smoke together. And I smoked his vapor pen and he smoked mine. And Jimmy Kimmel set it up because he was there to do Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah.
And he just pulled up his own bus, of course, because I assume that's Willie style.
And big Willie style.
And I spoke to him and he was very nice. And I asked him to do this show and he said, hell no, but my son will do it.
You did not.
That didn't happen.
You did not.
No, he was very nice, but, you know, obviously he hasn't done this show.
Yeah. No, well, I'm sure he would. He has an extensive schedule. I mean, as an 84-year-old, I think he's probably the busiest man I think in the world. I mean, he's playing 150-plus shows a year at 84 years old.
Do you think it's fair to say that the weed keeps him going? Like
he
good
swears
for making
by
him.
It.
Yeah,
he swears by the fact
that
the weed is what has kept him going strong, kept the sickness away. Look at the guys who smoke the most weed are him and Keith Richards, and they're both defying the laws of of physics just by doing what they do day in and day out.
Keith Richards, I mean, do you think he's still doing it? Like,
oh yeah, I love Keith. That's probably
what he's doing. He's probably all that stronger shit that he used to do is probably down to weed.
I should do heroin like now.
Oh yeah,
so I can live longer.
Don't wait till till you're too old for it. I'm 75. It's my time to try heroin.
It's like traveling the world. Don't wait till you're retired. Do it young. That's when you see Europe, not when you're old and busted.
I'm with you on that.
That's when I want to skydive when I'm 95.
That's cool.
Well, also that's great song title right there.
Yes.
It's
Why
got a real nice
I
sound
dive?
To it.
That's it. Yeah.
I can't dive.
You guys write it. I'll just take 5 or 10%.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. So how much respect do you have for Sammy Hagar? I mean.
Oh, I do. I have a lot of respect for him.
He's wobbling all the gabo.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Buffett.
Pretty sad news about Tom Petty, eh?
Yeah, that really sucks.
That really came out of nowhere.
It sucks. And, funny.
Lately, old people have been dying. He's only 66.
I thought he was 56. Someone said that, and I was like, no way. I was like, no goddamn way, man.
No, 66, but that's
why can't I live 66? that does suck, man. And Jonah Ray, who I do MST with, he had just went to go see him with Joel Hodgson, who invented Mystery Science Theater, and immediately I texted Jonah. It's like, there's only one left, Traveling Wilbury. The guy from ELO.
Jeff Lynne.
He's the only surviving Wilbury.
Wait, isn't Bob Dylan a Wilbury?
Bob Dylan's alive.
Was he in it?
Oh, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Oh, I thought, I always look at him and see George Harrison, like they're just like the same look
to me.
Yeah,
that guy's there like, too.
Just like it's the same guy.
Roy Orbison.
I'm such a fucking idiot. Why did I say that joke? Why do you laugh?
I don't know.
Why did he enjoy
I think you're right
laugh?
About not smoking before you speak publicly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you signed a little waiver before you came here. And like, I am cool to get high.
I'm cooler when I'm high.
Yeah, you guys want to try some more?
Yes. A s'more? Hell yeah.
You actually have these little chocolate, like, s'more
things.
This
one's pretty fun. We do? Oh, yeah. But those don't have weed in them. Those are just typical crafty.
I hate edibles. It's like, it's demonic. It's like black magic.
It's a little overwhelming. I really only do it, like, before a long flight or something.
What?
Or a super long-ass movie. Edibles.
I don't do edibles.
It's just a weird thing to take something and then like, okay, when's
I don't do dabs,
it gonna
and
happen?
I don't do
it
edibles.
It goes through
when's
your liver, though.
In?
It's so different. Like, that's like for toxins and shit. And it's like, well, I don't know. Like,
gives you more of a body high.
Yeah, it does such a weird thing.
One time, Dad gave me this glob of something that I was only supposed to have, not a glob, but a droplet of. And he's like, yeah, take this. And he pours it on his hand. And I was like, he gives it to me because he can handle like 1,000 times the dosage of anybody that I know of anything. So he gave me this thinking I could handle it too, but I could not. It was like, I think it was called like Phoenix Tears or something, and it's just for cancer patients. Like that, it's like industrial strength. Like,
this is just for people dying.
People who are
this
like,
makes
people...
mythical flying beasts cry. Yeah.
No,
good luck with it.
I mean, and then we
it's made of that.
It was an interesting time. I got so high that I was literally tripping. Like I was seeing kaleidoscopic images, like as if I was on LSD or something. And it was ridiculous.
How lame are kaleidoscopes? Like, when was that fun?
That is a great question for everyone to ponder while we go to this break. We'll be right back with more on kaleidoscopes.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Shit.
Oh my God.
That's Helen.
Don't get up. Let it keep ringing.
Why?
Because you don't need her.
I thought you liked her.
I don't like her. She's a sneak.
She's a sneak? What are you talking about? Wow.
Wow.
That was empowering.
Yeah, let's play it again.
I've never not picked up when she's called. Hey.
What?
Look at me. Hey, thanks for doing this with me, even though, you know, it didn't work. And you're right, it's not about comparing my experience to other people's experiences, you know? I'm my own vessel adrift on an ocean of consciousness, and to navigate it, I have to confront my own superego. Oh my God, I'm tripping.
Okay, cool, I'm tripping too.
Hey. We're back, I think.
Watch The Orville on Fox. None of us.
Oh, that's
work
what
on
you
it.
Were talking about the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The Orville. Have you watched it?
No, man. Okay. Come on.
Wait,
come
what? On, what's man. The Orville?
It's like a bad Star Trek.
Comedy Star Trek with Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
I saw this show I recently, I can't remember the name, but it's about aliens and he's like this journalist, and he goes to this town.
People of Earth.
People of Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good show, Wyatt Senek.
Yeah, that was really good. I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. We're here with Lucas Nelson. Get used to it. Lucas Nelson is here, and Hampton Yount, and we're having a lovely midday session. Neither one of you have something you got to do after this?
No.
Yes.
You do?
But that's okay.
You're all right.
This is my normal pre-show routine. Anyway.
Exactly.
Going to go do some music stuff.
Yeah.
Cool guy music stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to go actually watch a screening of this movie that I helped work on and with Gaga and Bradley Cooper. It's called Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the new. It's like the new, fifth cool. time they've made that movie.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch of music
with
for
Coops
that movie.
And Gaga. Which I'm fascinated by.
They got the Coops and Gaga together.
Yeah. I mean, that's
this
very...
summer, Gaga, she's wearing a giant egg costume.
But it's very, you know, Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson, you know, I see Coops and Gaga have pretty much the same dynamic.
You would be surprised.
You know what I mean? She's pretty in an unusual way, but an amazing singer. Oh, you know Coops has got the beard.
Oh, man.
When?
He does so
in
good.
This fucking
and he's
movie.
Singing. He's
and
singing.
And when he's burnt. A raccoon in Guardians.
Oh, yeah, he's singing.
Oh, man, that is, like, literally his best role. How sad is that?
Oh, he's so
good. I know
so
he's
good.
A phenomenal actor, but
he's
literally
so good.
His best role is that.
He's so good, you never would have thought it was Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, who's this guy
you
doing
don't
this
think
voice?
About
it's
it.
Bradley Cooper. What? He doesn't sound like that. You know, Vin Diesel, yeah, I'm Groot. That's what he sounds like.
I want Vin Diesel to just have a role in every movie because he did Iron Giant where he has like a limited vocabulary and shit. Like, he just should be always like semi
stupid characters in the movies.
They
just sort of
boiled it down in the Fast and Furious movies. All he says is family. This is family.
We do this
all the time.
It's always one last time, and it's for family.
It's one last time for the family. The family needs to ride.
Wow, that's
We're all riding together. One last time.
You better stop that.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
You're gonna
his voice is like mine, and he fakes it.
All right, we got to do some stuff here. We got this show has actual things planned for you guys.
Oh, cool.
Starting with,
I like bits.
It's a new segment that you can see on now. This weed called Marijuana Knows Something, and it goes like this. I say to you guys, "Hey, Lucas and Hampton." Marijuana Knows Something? The music wasn't supposed to come first, but I said it.
Oh,
we'll work this out.
That's,
we're going to have a meeting about
that
this.
That is the dumbest.
According to Merriam-Webster, what is the female equivalent to dude?
Dudette.
Chick?
What is the female equivalent to dude? I looked already at this one, so I know the answer. So I'll wait until you guys get it.
Buzzing
right
in with chick.
I'd say dudette, because that's what I always heard.
That's what I always use on the street.
Dude,
when I'm
dudette.
Yelling at women on the street, I go, hey, dudette!
Yeah.
You're beautiful. It works. Yeah. I find there's nothing
you can yell at a woman on the street other than watch your step.
I agree.
That they're not going to, there's not some weirdness. It's just like in elevators. If it's just me and a woman in an elevator, I don't say shit.
If it's
there's nothing you can say that isn't just like you're trying to start something.
Final Destination style, like a bus is coming. That's when you're allowed to compliment a woman. If it's also to protect her. You're beautiful, watch out!
Or no, you know what? Just you're beautiful and getting hit by a bus would be the greatest compliment ever.
Like, maybe watch
that
out,
guy,
you're beautiful.
The last words in his life he took to dedicate to how beautiful I am. All right, that is that your final guess, exactly. Chick? Because you know chick is would be, it's I think it's considered to be sexist, and I don't think Merriam-Webster would be like the opposite of, because dude is not offensive in any
That's
way.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, society.
I can't even
everything.
Think of what the reverse would be, though. I guess dudette, but he took that, and that's a smart answer.
It is a smart answer.
Did he get it?
It's kind of, it's like half right, and this answer.
The suspense
this
is killing
make you.
You
guys angry.
Okay. What's the answer?
Because it's something nobody would ever say or has ever said.
Right.
According to Merriam-Webster.
All the possibilities of that.
It's dudine.
No.
No.
Look at that shit. It's right there on the blue card. No. Blue card doesn't lie.
Yeah, Merriam's wrong.
You could have
Merriam is wrong.
That.
Whoever
Dude,
Merriam
you
is.
You could have faked newsed that.
Yeah.
I would not know.
I can't wait to use it, though.
That's
Merriam and Webster
Dudeen.
Are both wrong.
I mean, that's
in this.
Like a
couple
name.
Of Dudeens in this room. I'm going to start
like,
with them.
I could hear like an Australian girl come up and be like, oh, my name's Dudeen. Like, it's just a name, it sounds like.
That'd be a fucking horrible name.
What? Daniel, I'm Dudeen.
Call me Duty for short.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's shake that one off and smoke a little bit before the next one.
That's a mind blower.
I don't think any girl wants to be called Dudeen.
No, never.
I mean,
You want help?
I mean, the only other word that ends in een that I can think of is latrine.
Right. Well, there's, Justine.
Yeah, but word. Like, what does Dudeen make
right.
you think
is that,
of?
That's immediately where you go, right? You always have to rhyme things all the time.
Yeah.
That's your musician brain. You always have to rhyme things.
Listen, I'm multi-talented.
How?
I like to play golf. Do you play golf?
No, I suck. Oh. I suck at it.
Dudeen got hit in the head with a ball, hammer. It hurts.
So I'm dead.
Keen. That's another one. Keen.
I fucking hate that.
Though. Keen.
Clean.
Dudeen.
Sheen. You could bring Charlie Sheen into it.
Charlie Sheen.
Do you want to get topical?
Yeah.
Do you want to get hot topical?
Hey, you guys, Marijuana Knows Something?
Sure.
I hate you.
How much does the average size cumulus cloud
big enough
weigh?
Right? What?
How much does it weigh?
A cup of sunshine.
An average.
It weighs one
cumulus.
Metric cup of sunshine.
You know these are serious questions in serious times.
Oh, you're right. It is serious.
Yeah, Hampton.
I should take this seriously.
Let's see. I want to say it's got to be in the pounds, because that's a bunch of water that if you condensed it together, it might fill up like a couple buckets, you know. So I would say maybe like...
How much pounds is in a couple of buckets?
I don't know. Like, well, it'd be gallons, right? I guess gallons.
That was the last time Hampton was allowed in the smoke circle.
I'm like, there's no way I could ever get this, so I'm just going to say like one pillowcase of water.
But why would they bring in such a strange form of measurement?
Because I defy science. How dare you require me to know how much it is? I don't know.
Water would go through a pillowcase. You couldn't just fill it.
Dare I dream that it's a very solid pillowcase? Like I use, made of lead?
You and your rubber pillowcases. Yeah. Back at the sanitarium.
I piss the bed a lot. It's a rubber pillowcase. I got a problem. I dream about clouds. And how I would measure them.
I'm going to say 50 pounds.
50 pounds is an excellent guess, because it feels too heavy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, these questions aren't supposed to be easy.
Right.
You know, they're not supposed to, they're supposed to be, the answer's supposed to shock
oh,
you.
Oh, I get it. It's not like funny, it's like tough.
Right, but watch this back. You're being pretty funny.
Yeah.
Everybody, don't laugh now, but later, when it's funny.
So that's your final guess.
Pocket full of sunshine.
Pocket full of sunshine. One metric pocket full of sunshine.
Okay. I'm going to say 2 pounds.
2 pounds, that's a good guess.
Just because one of us
would
be
closer. Every time I look at clouds, I'm going to be like, how much does that weigh? Yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, there's a face or you know something imaginative.
Look at that hidden Mickey.
You're making me so mad.
It's like 20 pounds, maybe.
That motherfucker's going to drop on me. That thing's at least 5,000 pounds.
That cloud looks like a monkey. Heavy monkey. Hashtag heavy monkey. 1.1 million pounds. What the fuck?
No.
That's what the card says.
What do you mean?
What?
Yeah, I know it's from the same people who brought you Doudine, but still.
Yeah.
This is the most suspicious fact-finding I've ever seen.
1 million pounds?
Playboy, what? Don't stab your hand. Yeah,
careful, careful. Here, let's do this right. There
it is. And that's, I can't imagine.
Breaking
you
stuff
working
high
in office,
with Doug.
Very...
Breaking Doug with high.
That's what a weed table's for. People say, why don't you get a more sturdy table?
No.
Because this is in everybody's living room.
Have you seen how many times I've banged my leg into this fucking thing?
You got lots of leg.
Million pounds. That's too heavy.
1.1 million pounds.
That's
so technically,
heavy.
I won.
Science, get on this. Our clouds are too heavy, okay? Stop trying to build walls and,
heavy
and
clouds.
Hurt people.
It's a huge problem.
Heavy rain.
I'll take care of it.
Clouds weren't that heavy in my day.
That's why there's so much rain coming.
Wait, we had light clouds when I was growing up.
You can't even go there because it's like, how big is the average size cumulus cloud? I mean,
how'd they get this cloud onto a scale?
There you go. There's no.
How'd they get these motherfucking clouds?
I probably just took a little piece of it and put it on a scale.
Yeah, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, this is.
Science is such bullshit. You know, they literally keep you guessing all the time, right? I think they have to keep themselves employed. This is like, they'll always have a news story that's like, oh, did you see like an asteroid almost hit Earth?
There's plenty of things that haven't been cured or learned about. That,
exactly. Suspect.
Yeah, science is never going to stop.
I love science. I'm a huge nerd.
Dude, I love Jesus so much more than science.
Yeah, well, then we
might have
to. I love
Christ
trouble. So hard.
Well, you know, I love Jesus too, but I'm partial to Buddha. Yeah.
There's another song there.
I love Jesus too. I love Jesus.
Like,
I love Buddha
as well.
Dude, they were the same guy. Did you know that? No,
it was just geographical, really. Yeah.
No, they were in a sitcom.
Bigfoot's my hero.
They were an odd couple.
He lives in the woods.
I saw this movie or this show, this cartoon where Jesus goes to Burning Man. It was late night on Adult Swim one time.
Good.
I was flipping through the channels.
Was
it Black Jesus?
Maybe. No, it wasn't black. He wasn't black. It was just, random cartoon where he goes to Burning Man. It's this whole journey that he's going to Burning Man.
If Jesus went to Burning Man, I would be so off of Jesus, man. He would be a hipster, though, right?
Jesus?
Jesus would go to Burning Man.
Fucking flowing robes everywhere he goes.
He's like, I can't come into work at the Pottery Barn. I'm going to Burning Man.
Pottery Barn.
I don't know. He was a carpenter, right?
It's important to hydrate at Burning. It's important to hydrate at Burning Man. So
he works with his hands.
He should offer to turn the wine into water. That would be a better joke if you didn't step all over it. Does Crow step over the other?
All the time, dude. I'm the biggest ham. We went on tour across the country, and I kept jumping and like stealing lines like from Jonah stuff because it was like we would just change jokes all the time. So I don't know. We have to
your
keep it
fun. Your name also is Hampton.
I'm a big fucking ham.
And you're a ham. I love
dude,
it.
You're right.
Yeah, you're like Wetzel.
That's my Inception little wheat top that I have in my little mind safe.
All right.
I mean, I'm high.
I really sound like you'd be like, okay, guys, high. I gotta go.
I'm being high. Why is that not allowed? You get people high, and then you look at them suspiciously.
Lucas doesn't want to keep Gaga waiting, so he's gonna take off.
Oh, dude. You know what? I keep knocking
that
one
always
over.
Gets knocked over. We call it the Lebowski.
I want to smoke out of it now.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks like you.
It like found
you terrible
by falling over.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the show's going so fast.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fun one, you guys.
I'm having a good time.
I'm trying to go fast. I have diarrhea. I
got
to get out
of here. I got a whole bunch of pot topics.
Okay.
You know, there's a
pot topic
bathroom, right? It's real
I'm
close.
I'm joking. That's
real close.
Dude.
But I'm just saying, don't ever
get diarrhea on
to
my
all
show.
Of my guests in the future.
I have a rubber bed,
if
dude.
If you're about to I'm shit yourself, just run out of here. The anyway, floor is easier to clean out there than it is in here. This is
carpet. In here.
Actually, I want to ask you a dumb comedy question. Have you ever had to leave stage because you had to shit?
No.
No?
No. I don't think I've ever... I don't think I have ever shit in a comedy club.
Oh, man, you are
I've taken plenty
out.
Of shits on stage.
Missing out, dude. They are the best, dude.
I can't shit while two other comedians are on the other side of the door.
Crushing makes me have to shit. That's crazy, dude. That's so fucking weird.
Oh, I just killed it out there. I got a pound one.
Well, I don't know. There's something about it. Actually, for me, I totally know what it is. It's like fight or flight response, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like
so it only happens when you're having a bad set?
No, it's like I'm like nervous before a show.
Okay.
It's like I'm about to do something I'm a little nervous for, so my body's just like, evacuate.
Let's get out of this nervous guy. He's dangerous.
So if you ever come see me do comedy live, find me before the show.
I just did.
Shit.
I just watched you do comedy live. I'm watching right now.
Like you'd go in a stall in the in the restroom of the people coming to the show.
Wait, what?
I was talking about I just didn't want to shit in the green room bathroom because the other comics are on the other side of the door.
I mean, I don't
take
care.
It all the way out into the public.
I don't have these hangouts. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just a human being, man.
Pretty regular to be able to just shit anywhere. Let's take a poll. How many people here
all right, this
have
is actually
shit
good.
In a comedy club bathroom?
Wait, think about that at home because we got to take a break.
Oh, listen to you taking over the show.
Man, see, I am, dude. I can take over.
Do my plugs real quick.
I don't buy all of Doug's stuff, guys. He has so much fucking shit. You got to get
rid
of this.
That's perfect. You know, my website is called DougLovesMovies.com, and this show is, of course, called Getting Doug with High. And I always say on the show, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And after how many years have we been doing the show? 3 years? I finally figured out, we could just set one of those things up where if people go to Getting Doug with High, then it'll just forward to forward to Douglas Movies.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
So then they don't have to remember
It takes me forever to figure out anything about my website or anything. Like, I'm the worst. I'm the last to know everything about technology.
People tweet at you what you're doing wrong? Or they don't even tell you?
What? No one's telling me what I'm doing wrong. I'm just slowly figuring it out. Like, I'm like, I could have done
that's
that.
That's why you're like, the last one to know. Because everyone else is just letting you figure it out yourself.
Yeah, dude, I'm in the wind. I got zero help out here.
I like
man.
That expression. All right, we're going to do one more segment, you guys. And also, if you can imagine it, we're going to see if you guys want to get even higher. We have some heroin standing up. No, we've got a spell.
Get it in my ass.
The Dab King is here, and we'll see how that goes after this break.
This week on The Gray Area. Writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity.
It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Nick Burton. I gave up everything to pursue my dream of hosting a late-night talk show. My career as a doctor, my perfect marriage.
Don't close the door!
Now I realize I have to start from the bottom, just like all the greats. Stand-up comedy.
Hey, what a crowd! Nice, smart crowd, intelligent crowd. Like I said, I used to be a doctor, and because of that, people ask me about Obamacare all the time. Did you guys see Joe Biden got the Medal of Honor? And you know what's funny about that? What is funny about that?
But I realized I wasn't very good. Just because I was the funniest doctor in my hospital didn't mean I could write a joke. Then I realized I didn't have to do it alone. Look at all these writers working for Fallon. So I put up a Craigslist ad to help me find some non-union affiliated writers to help me punch up my jokes.
Oh, we're back.
So
we've got the Dab Master General.
I've never done it. It fucking sucks.
It's the worst dance.
I don't have the flavor to do that.
Anyway,
more of a just cross my arms in the corner kind of guy.
Stare down women. Yeah. Creep them out.
Until hey, Dudeen, what's up?
Pathetic for you and come up and go, oh, are you mad? What happened?
I get a lot of people feeling sorry for me, you're right.
Dude, it's the best. I love manipulating people, it's my favorite.
I like to think of
this is gonna be
Willie as one of the four faces on Mount Cushmore. Yeah. We're here with Lucas Nelson and Hampton Yount, by the way, and Snoop Dogg. It's Willie, Snoop Dogg, Cheech and Chong, and I've smoked with all four of them. So take me now.
Even Cheech, doesn't he not do it anymore?
No, he came on this show, so he had to.
Nice. Sick.
This is a contract.
You got him out of his sobriety. Nice.
And
nice,
Snoop
dude.
Is like, I'll do your show, you do my show. And I'm like, I'll do your show if you do my show. And we don't do each other's shows. It's like this standoff to see who gets to do it first. It's the same thing. He just sits with people and smokes weed with them.
Oh, Cheech.
No, Snoop.
Oh, yeah, GGN. That, I was telling someone before the show, I'm like, do you watch that? That shit's the funniest.
I'd watch a show where Cheech, anybody, if they just want to sit and smoke with people they know and talk, I would watch the crap out of it.
All right, this is the high
I watch
news.
This show for hours high and hours.
News. High news. Some motherfuckers got shot.
I don't know what just happened there. I don't know what that voice had to do with
I like how he does the news on the show. The guy like is like still like intimidating, but then he's like I'm friends with Martha Stewart. Like it's just such a weird act at this point.
Well, what I don't like about the pot show, it's called Potluck with Snoop and Martha, and it's like they even highlight the word pot in the title, but he never smokes pot on camera. He just says I'm gonna smoke during the break, stuff like that. That's what happened to my show. Is that sponsors still don't want to advertise in shows where people are openly smoking weed, so they just don't do it on that show. But to me, that's like a shame because you know Snoop of all people, you think he'd be able to just smoke on TV, he'd still have sponsors and stuff because he's super popular.
The Mount Cushmore should be able to smoke in the White House. That's the rule.
Okay.
If you're in Mount Cushmore.
I don't know how badly they want to go there now.
Right.
How much do they enjoy gold trimmings on everything? So what's happening now? What do we have to do? Oh, we have to dab. We have to do plugs. That's an important thing because the show ends abruptly now, so I get the plugs in earlier. Are you almost ready to dab somebody?
I'm ready.
And I'm sorry I haven't asked you guys yet. And you, of course, can say no if you don't want to do it.
No, I'm not. There's a lot of
you guys aren't going to do it.
No.
So thanks for coming by, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Great job. No, I'll do one. But you want to do one first while I do their plugs?
Yeah, I'll do a hefty one.
Yeah, do what we call a cloud size.
A million pounds.
1 million pounds. Lucas is... you're also doing Conan tomorrow night before heading over to the Fonda Theater.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
That's very fun. Do you know who else is going to be on?
There's like a UFC, I think, fighter that's going to be on there. I don't know. I saw it briefly, but...
Sounds like a good one.
It might be really... I mean, Conan's amazing. I like him a lot. He's funny. Yeah, I've always enjoyed his show. And,
Looks like you're doing both weekends of Austin City Limits in Austin, Texas. That's October 6th and 13th.
Yeah, then we go to Europe for like a month.
Oh, that's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Probably a good time of year for it. It's not cold yet.
I'm psyched about life. Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah, I'm really psyched, you know.
New album.
Yes.
Dude. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the
Real. I'm going to Spotify you right away.
Taking it one day at a time, you know, is what you got to do.
Tickets are at. I don't know if that's a pot smoker expression.
Take your feet off the ledge. One step backwards at a time. Yeah.
I mean, man, losing Tom really hurt, man. I'm still hurting from Tom Petty's passing.
Yeah, that's a real shit.
And then this huge one. This huge thing in Vegas. I just can't, you know.
Have you noticed that he sounds just like Norm MacDonald when he's just talking? Not when he sings, of course, but like.
Who?
I was just watching Tom Petty Running Down a Dream and like. He's talking the whole time. I don't know. He's got that nasally. He sounds just like Norm MacDonald.
Oh, man. I'd say Norm MacDonald sounds like him.
That's a high compliment.
Yeah, right?
Oh, God. You're in space now.
I'm good.
You did it?
Yeah, I did a big dab.
Okay. Dude, you're on the Orville now. You're in space.
I almost got through Lucas's plugs, but Hampton is here.
Hamming it up.
Hammy's back.
Hammy yo-yo.
LucasNelson.com for tour tickets.
Thanks.
Just had to get that in, too.
Yeah. Sounds like
all right, now,
I'm excited.
Now, Lucas gets to talk all through your plugs.
I know everything's a plug, dude.
Tell us
I'm
your
a
favorite.
Failure.
Do you have a favorite, like, you know, legend you got high with story? Other than, obviously, you smoke with your dad, which is awesome.
Well, we play
in and of
with
itself.
We play with Neil Young. You know, we're his band too. So when we go out, we're Neil's band, and then we do our own thing as well. And I've partaken with Neil, and that's cool too. But you know, I think that I grew up with dad and with weed and with everything. You know, and I don't have the same. Oh, I need to get high with that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, even though
I don't blame you.
You know, but I
thought you were cool.
But I do. I really would love to get high just in general with everybody. So.
Yeah. You know? I want to get high with like third world kids and celebrities.
It's neat when you meet anybody that you admire. You meet somebody you admire and they're a smoker too. It's a social thing.
It's like wine or something, you know?
Yeah, or just, you know, drink it. Like people love to do shots with each other. I'm just like, I'll take a shot off a joint out back.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, it's a beautiful thing.
I like to drink, but I don't. That's crazy. Hampton's going to be performing this weekend at DC Draft House Comedy. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, DC Comedy.
It's the movie theater?
DC Draft House Comedy Theater, right? No, that it's a spinoff location because they have the Arlington Cinema Draft House, which is like where I kind of like started out loved that place so much. And then they have the spinoff place inside of DC, and it's really nice.
Okay, so it's on the other side of the room.
You should go, man.
Yeah, October 6th and 7th. I'll see you there. And
come see the shows.
The all-new return of Mystery Science Theater 3000. How many episodes did you do?
We did 14. And then we did...
All on Netflix.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, six seasons in a movie. I like to say.
I like that.
Our next show, we're going to try to aim for like Monday or Tuesday to do another show here, but we'll see how that goes. It's all guest contingent. You guys were available today, so that's how we get to do a show.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here.
I'm always available.
I had nothing.
And let me, you got it ready for me?
I'll Skype this show if you want. I'll be in Europe, and I'll be like, hey, you want to get high, man?
Oh, nice.
I like that.
We could do it again.
Yeah, we got to, you know, figure out a way to bring the whole world back together.
Oh, yeah.
that's a good size one, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is like medical science. Smoking mayonnaise.
Put the cap on. Take the cap off.
So bossy.
A little direction.
You know who I'd love to get high with? Is Keith Richards. I haven't gotten high with Keith, and that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'll have my people reach out to him.
Thank you. Would you? I mean, he's, you know, if I had anybody
well,
that I
get
I'd
ready want. For the thrill of a lifetime, Keith.
Would you say, or
Would you settle for Johnny Depp's character in the Pirates movies?
Absolutely, I would definitely settle for
That'd
that.
That'd be a reasonable substitute.
That'd be fun.
That's, you know,
Johnny, I need you to put on the outfit again.
Jack Sparrow.
That's right. That's what he's called.
Oh, Jackie Sparrow.
That was nice. That was a nice stand.
He's always a character on Hollywood, like, Boulevard.
There's a few of them.
So he's got competing
Jack Sparrows and Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, it's like so much depth.
There's
Wonka,
a Benny and June out there. There's an occasional. Yeah. There's an occasional Gilbert Grape.
What's Dead Man? Is that Gilbert Grape?
Gilbert! Oh,
there's
Dad.
Two
Hold
different.
My kid. Hold my kid, Gilbert.
There's
two different versions of what's his name? Oh fuck.
What's up, Gilbert?
What's the name of the guy that he played in two different movies? In Rum Diary and...
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
And there's two different Hunter S. Thompsons.
He's who I'd want to get high with. He's
Hunter S. Thompson?
Best.
Yeah.
You can't just get high with him.
No, he's
gotta,
intense, man.
You got to do some more intense drugs with him.
Yeah, and you got to fire off.
That's a good point.
You just dive into some mess.
You got to go light fireworks.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Good point.
It's a sad scene out there. Every superhero has like a load in their pants or underarm stains or something that just immediately makes it like, that's not a cool costume anymore. That's just so weird.
Fucking, I know. It's a crooked dick. Oh. This weird bent dick.
Oh,
that's Spider-Man.
There's multiple Spider-Mans all the time.
Yeah, those are the
now.
Worst.
They all have bent dicks.
Yeah, and they all just look like they're wearing underoos or something.
Really, guy, there's
they
one
get really mad at you if you film, you know, if you're just videoing, you know, like if you try to film it without, you know, tipping them.
Yeah, if you, they'll take a picture for free, but then they won't let you leave until you give them some money afterwards.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's their job. I respect that. I hope people aren't getting
scammed. It's more of a hustle than a job.
Is it? Only fucking
idiots. I don't
know.
How many people's jobs are, like, in your face in a weird way?
Yeah.
Like that, you know, like, their job is to harass you into giving up some money.
Yeah, like, hey, do you want to take a picture with me? All right, now that you've taken the picture, you owe me $5.
You know who impresses me?
They hand you the CDs.
I was going to say, people do that with CDs.
Those statues.
Spider-Man's
the guys that paint themselves gold.
And check out my mixtape.
And then they just stand there. I mean, to me, that I'll give them a dollar every time because I'm like, this is really...
Very
an amazing practice to
still.
Be able to stand still for hours and hours and hours.
What, Buckingham Palace Guards? What is that?
Yeah, those
it's like
guys.
They took, it's and, like they have a mental illness and they were like figured out a way to make money off of it, you know?
That's what stand-up comedy is.
Am I crazy
is.
Or do I like standing really still with paint on my face?
Yeah, that's what stand-up comedy is. It's just bitching about your problems or your dumb observations and then people give that mental illness
some
money.
We just somehow worked it out so that you know what you're getting paid most of the time.
Getting paid.
You know what you're getting out of it before you get up on stage. And you know that they're really going to give it to you. Even if you have a shitty set.
Oh, if
it's
you come
a good
out in DC,
feeling.
Come smoke me out because I won't have any.
Oh, where?
In DC.
Oh, when Jesus. DC is
illegal.
So friendly there.
Yeah, yeah. It just became
yeah,
super legal.
I mean, we'll probably get cut off any second now. So thank you to Hampton Yao and Lucas Nelson. Go see both of them do their things. And thanks to the Dab Master. But on 7/10 one year, I did a show at 420 outside the at the Improv. In D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bunch of us were standing out on the sidewalk smoking weed, and Obama's motorcade drove by because he was going to the correspondence dinner. So as he went by, we were all like, woo! And smoking
shit.
Weed, just waving at him in fucking little D.C.
That's so cool.
And nobody cared. It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah, best day. Remember the good times?
I loved it.
Yeah, try doing that this weekend.
Yeah, let's see what's up.
Yeah, keep the good times going, you guys. Rest in peace, Tom Petty.
R.I.P.
Vegas?